Romana Tejada. This is an 84-year-old right-hand dominant female who reports that she was involved in a trip and fall accident at the 99 store. Appeared. She's a poor historian, and her report of the accident are limited as a result. However, she reports that she was taken to the hospital and subsequently had surgery, and then subsequently had physical therapy for 1 month and discharged. The details of the report can be gleaned from the review of records in much more detail, as outlined below. Paragraph: current symptoms. She reports right shoulder pain that is constant and affecting her activities of daily living. She does not report neck pain, mid back pain, or low back pain. Physical examination per the report, per the intake paperwork. Impression, right shoulder, fracture dislocation, status post, arthroscopic, rotator cuff repair, and greater troporosity, fracture fixation, healed and resolved. Number 2, cervical spine, strain, resolved. Number 3, thoracic spine, strain, resolved. Discussion, right shoulder, fracture, right shoulder, colon, underline. Fracture dislocation, the claimant sustained a fracture dislocation of the right shoulder with rotator cuff tearing. The portion of the humeral head that was fractured was the greater tuberosity, which was minimally displaced. The rotator cuff was torn as well, which is usually attached to the greater tuberosity. The claimant underwent appropriate treatment after a workup, and had arthroscopic rotator cuff repair with greater tuberosity fixation and debridement of labral tear and biceps tenotomy. The claimant claimant had physical therapy postoperatively and was discharged after regaining improved function and healing of her rotator cuff tear. She reports subjective pain that is constant. On objective examination today, she has symmetrical range of motion to both to the left shoulder. She has normal strength of a rotator cuff, including that of the supraspinatus. However, she reports subjective pain. Rotator cuff fracture dislocation of the shoulder are injuries that require surgery. The rotator cuff tears that are traumatic in nature, once repaired, require 6 months to a year for a full healing. The claimant is well beyond that time period and has reached maximal medical improvement. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right shoulder fracture dislocation has fully healed. No further treatment is warranted. There's no permanency to this injury. Cervical spine, colon, underline. Cervical spine injury was a strain. She was appropriately treated with physical therapy. She has reached maximal medical improvement. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the cervical spine strain is resolved. No further treatment is needed. There's no permanency to this injury. Thoracic spine, colon, underline. The thoracic spine was also treated with therapy as There are no objective findings on today's examination. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the thoracic spine injury has fully resolved. No further treatment is needed. There's no permanency to this injury. Thank you, Andy.